This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. Well, the Farm Workforce Modernization Act has had troubles gaining traction in recent years because, in part, of problems with border security. I ask U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse, who just announced he'll not be seeking re-election next year, if it's become easier to get conversations on the act moving now that the border issues are being addressed.
The answer is yes. That is helping those that told me they couldn't support increasing the number of people coming into the country while our border was it so porous and in crisis. That is helping them get to a point where, okay, now we can look at the needs we have in agriculture.
But then Newhouse says border security isn't the only issue some have with the bill.
They're still concerned by a number of members that they want to make sure that Americans are not being denied employment opportunities. So why are we bringing in more foreign workers when there's a lot of people here unemployed? Of course, we have a story to tell there that most Americans, you know, don't want to do the farm work that we have to have done. And so that's part of the educational challenges we have.
So overall?
But I think overall, yes, the better situation at the border is working in our favor as we push to get this done.
The Farm Workforce Modernization Act has been a passion of Newhouse as he pushes to get it passed before the end of his final term.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.